Simon & Schuster Audio presents 8 Seconds of Courage, a soldier's story from immigrant to the Medal of Honor, by Flo Groberg and Tom Sileo. Read by Corey Brill, with Chapter 1 read by Flo Groberg.
Toy soldiers. I had never thought about quitting anything until the United States Army Ranger School's mountain face in the rugged hills of Dahlonega, Georgia. About the 40th day of Ranger School in October 2009, my lifelong dislike of hiking had turned into pure hatred. I had to get through only 21 more days to earn the Army's coveted Ranger tab, but after 6 weeks of constant fatigue, I was just about finished. Like most of my fellow soldiers, I had lost around 20 pounds due to strictly imposed food limits and hadn't slept for more than 4 hours a night since Ranger School began. For me, those challenges were nothing compared to hiking up and down Ranger Camp Frank D. Merrill's ruthless cliffs. The mountains of North Georgia were my kryptonite. On the 40th night, my 13-man squad and I were on what we called the Death March, which started in the dead of night and wouldn't end until we reached a mock objective at 0500. Thankfully, it was neither too hot nor cold in early October, but an unrelenting rainstorm made my wet, muddy boots feel as if they were filled with concrete. Even with my night optical devices, NODs, I could barely see the tree branches that were constantly snapping into my face. Bugs were all over my body and inside my dry, thirsty mouth. I knew that these hardships were designed to prepare us for many months of combat in the mountains of Afghanistan, where I would likely deploy after Ranger School. But I was physically and mentally drained, with stomach buckling in on itself. All I could think about was how much this sucked. My deteriorating legs and body language made it even more obvious that I was struggling. "What's wrong?" another Ranger candidate, Staff Sergeant Eric Gallardo, said. "Hell," I said while gasping for air. "I can't take this shit anymore." "What do you mean?" he said. "Are you falling asleep?" Guys passing out during simulated missions, even while standing up or marching, was commonplace. For me, though, it was about more than sleep deprivation. I felt like 40 straight days of Ranger School's nonstop chaos had finally broken me. "I'm smoked, man," I told Gallardo. "I think I'm done." After a pause, Gallardo...
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"